in the Army, including squad, team, fire team leader, platoon sergeant, drill sergeant, first sergeant, and battalion command sergeant, commandment of the quartermaster, NCO Academy, and group command sergeant major for the 10th Area Support Group. His awards and decorations are numerous, including the Legion of Merit, 9 Good Conduct Medals, 3 Meritorious Service Medals, 6 Army Commendation Medals, the Vietnam Cross of Gallantry with Palm, and the Presidential Unit Citation, and the Combat Infantryman's Badge. He is also a member of the Distinguished Sergeant Morales Club. Command Sergeant Major retired, Parker has authored 3 books, which are for sale. If you'd like to pick up one of his books, they're out in the vestibule. Developing the Man in the Mirror, A Reflection of the Man in the Mirror, and If God Be For Us, Who Can Be Against Us? He and his wife, Pamela, have 3 children and 8 grandchildren. He is also an ordained minister of the United Pentecostal Church International, and in 2000, he was appointed to serve as missionary to the Asia Military Ministries in Japan. The Parkers are now living in La Crosse, Wisconsin, where they will travel worldwide teaching leadership and ladies' men's ministries and spiritual development and special guests at services such as this. It's an honor. That's a mouthful. It is an honor and a privilege to introduce to you Rufus M. Parker.
Praise God. Thank you so very much. It's good to be in Madison again. Thank you, Pastor Grant, Sister Grant, ministry, and to the church here today. It is indeed an honor and a pleasure to be back in Madison. We are truly enjoying our time together with you this morning. I'm thankful for God that He allowed us to be here this morning. And we do not take our freedom lightly. I am thankful that I did have an opportunity to serve our nation, and I appreciate you for your prayers each and every day for our military men and women, and I ask you to please to never forget our brothers and sisters in arms. Lift them every day that God would protect them and provide for them and care for them in every way. That's the God we serve. Amen. To all my veterans that are under the sound of my voice this morning, I salute you for your service and for your team being on the team as well. I know that you look back over your lives sometimes and it seems like it's gone really fast, and it does go fast. But we have had fun. It's a lot of times when I want to laugh, I just think about my military career. I could stand here and tell you humorous stories that you run in. And if you read the comic scripts, you think Beat a Belly is just a comic script. It's not. Believe me, you find people in the military, it's just like Beat a Belly. And, you know, Sergeant Snorkel, General Half-Track, all those guys. So, you know, you get some humorous out of all of it. Because that's the kind of people. And I think George Washington said it best when he says the American military is just a product of society, you know, and that's what it is just made up of men and women that come from society and come into the military and goes through training and are disciplined, and they begin to realize that they want to do something for their country, and they realize that once they get in, it's a unity, is a team of brothers and sisters that are working together for the common goal and that common mission to maintain the freedom of this great nation. You know, there's no sacrifice higher than sacrificing for the freedom of others. So when you're at times like these and other monuments that you may review and look at, hey, just remember that there was someone that sacrificed for you. Amen. The other day we got a letter in the mail. My wife got a letter in the mail, and they was thanking her for all her service. And they was talking about going on. The letter was going on how many years she had served and thanking her and telling her what services was available for her to be a veteran, you know, and I'm going, wow, I don't remember her serving. But they always say that the toughest job in the military is that of a military spouse. It's one of the toughest jobs that they encounter and go through. But I am thankful that my wife did serve with us, and she was not in uniform, but she was in uniform. I mean, she was right beside me all the way. Some of the things that she implemented and got into program and in the play, one of the things was called, now the military has what is called Army Family Team Building. It's to build the family in the military. Well, my wife spearheaded that. And not only did it take off in the Army, but now it has crossed the whole Department of Defense so that families are well taken care of. Spouses, when they're left in the rear, they understand the programs that are available to help them, how to read their husband's pay voucher so they don't go in debt and all that stuff. So she spearheaded all that, and so we are thankful that for her service from that standpoint of and military spouse and wife. Amen. We are a military family. My son is a major in the Air Force, and he's stationed at the Pentagon. So I ask you to keep him in prayer. And my daughter is married to a soldier as well that is down in Georgia. So it goes across the spectrum. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd ask you to stand for the reading of the Word of God. I want to read two passages of Scripture this morning. To 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I'll read verse 1 through 10, and then Hebrews chapter 11, I will read verse 32 through 40. Hebrews chapter 11, but 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 through 10. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he have said, I have heard thee in time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. But in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience and afflictions and necessities and distresses and stripes and imprisonments and tumults and laborers and watchings and fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love and fame, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil reports and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. To the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse 32 through 40. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, and of Japheth, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant and fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women receiving their dead raised to life again, and others was tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. and others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sold as under, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. These all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And I want to minister to you from this thought this morning, unknown, but yet well known. Unknown, but yet well known. Pray with me one more time. Father, again, we thank you for your kindness and love towards us, God. We thank you for your blessings that we feel in this place. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, God, be with us today. I pray, Father, that you let none of us leave the way that we came, but we will leave changed, renewed, refreshed in the Holy Ghost. And God, we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, and all the thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated. Unknown, but yet well known. Veterans Day is a day that we honor those men and women who have served our armed forces. They are the heroes. They are the men and women who are willing to sacrifice themselves for the freedom of others. Many of them are unknown, while others of them are well known. If you have ever visited the tomb of the unknown soldier in Allerton, Virginia, you have noticed the precision and the movements of the guards that guard that tomb. What an honor. But most importantly, people do not probably realize the inscriptions that is written on the tomb to which the soldier guard. It says, and I quote, "Here rest in honor, glory, an American soldier known but to God." I will say it again. "Here rest in honor, glory, an American soldier known but to God." Unknown, but yet well known. Those inside of the tomb are unknown to those who are guarding it, but they're well known and well known by others. They were the sons and the daughters of some mother or father, maybe a sister or a brother, an aunt or an uncle, a niece or nephew, a cousin or distant relative, a school buddy, or maybe a battle buddy. Whoever they were unknown to some, but they was well known to others. The Apostle Paul characterized himself as a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul saw himself as part of the elite force. When Jesus said, "Many are called, but few are chosen," Paul would have fallen into the category of the chosen. Paul could have fallen into the title of Green Beret or Special Forces. Paul lived under the title of the Presso Libra, which means to free the oppressed. Paul told Timothy, "And the servants of the Lord must not strive, must be gentle to all men, apt to teach, patience, and meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snares of the devil who have taken them captive at his will." He saw his mission was to free the oppressed. Paul saw that he had a job to set free the persecuted, those that are weighed down, those that are oppressed, those who walked around with low self-esteem, those that didn't see any hope in their lives. Paul saw his mission was to set them free. Praise God. Paul says, amen. If you look at his life, he would be characterized with the qualities and the traits of any good soldier. Amen. Soldiering is not easy to do. It is a time of preparation. It is a slow improvement. It is a moving forward into other things that you may not understand. Paul possessed the qualities of strong leadership and traits of character. Like so many good soldiers, Paul was loyal to his calling. He was trustworthy in his mission. He was disciplined in his obedience to orders. He was courageous prior to and in the heat of battle. He possessed both physical and mental endurance. He was judgmental in his ability to make the right decisions and to live by his decision. He was enthusiastic about the church and the saints of God. Paul was full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He displayed all the character traits of the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. He was a leader of leaders and a soldier of soldier, unknown to some, but well known to others. If anybody epitomizes the qualifications and the qualities of being a soldier, it would be the Apostle Paul. He may be unknown to you, but he's well known to others. He informs the church that we are in a spiritual warfare, and therefore we need to prepare for battle. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand. And having done all you can do to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the gospel of the preparation of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Unknown, but yet well known. He told Timothy, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." He says, "No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may prove him or please him that has chosen him to be a soldier." To be a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot entangle yourselves with the affairs of this life. Jesus says, don't worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, or what you're going to put on. He says, your heavenly Father already know you have need of those things. As they told me when I joined the military will take care of you. They will clothe you. They will feed you. They will give you a place to live and eat and sleep. And as the drill sergeant told me, if the army would have wanted you to have a wife, they'd have issued you one. Praise God. Because they didn't want us to be entangled with the affairs of this life. Unknown, but yet well known. Paul says, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, and much patience, and afflictions, and necessities, and distresses, and stripes, and imprisonments, and tumults, and labor, and watching, and fasting, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love and faith, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right and on the left,
by honor and dishonor, by evil reports and good reports, as deceiving and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chasteneth and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor and yet making many rich, as having nothing and possessing all things. What a soldier. Paul was a soldier. Hallelujah. He says, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, and journeying often, and perils of water, and perils of robbers, and perils by mine own countrymen, and perils by the heathen, and perils in the city, and perils in the wilderness, and perils in the sea, and perils among false brethren, and weariness and painfulness, and watching often, and hunger and thirst, and fasting often, and cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which come upon me daily, the cares of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? Paul could have walked around with his head down. He could have walked around dejected and in feeling sorrow but for himself. He could have been classified as a prisoner of war. And in many cases, Paul was a prisoner of war. But he concluded with these words, but none of that moved me, neither counted I my life dear to me, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I had received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of the grace of Jesus Christ. He says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day. And not only to me, but all those that long for his appearing. Paul understood his mission, and he was going to carry out his mission at all costs. Every soldier, sailor, airman, marine, and coast guardman knows that their duty first and foremost is the accomplishment of the mission, even if it calls some to give it all and sacrifice all. The mission must be accomplished. Paul understood that he had a mission. He had a timeline to get it done. And he was not about to quit until it was accomplished. Trials on every hand. Persecuted. Praise God. Unknown, but yet well known. He says, what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell you about Gideon, who delivered the children of Israel with 300 men. It would fail me to tell you of Samson, who slew a lion, amen, carried away gates on his shoulder, and killed over 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. It would fail me to stand and tell you of David, who slew a lion and a bear, and destroyed the giant Goliath with one stone, amen, and his own sword. Mighty men of valor. Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and he says, you men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For I passed by and beheld your devotion, and I found an inscription on an altar to an unknown God. He was unknown to some, but Paul says, today I want to make him known unto you. The mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he, the everlasting Father, the King eternally, the wonderful in wisdom, by whom all things were made, the fullness of the Godhead, and Jesus is displayed. He told the church of Corinth, beware lest in any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world and not after Jesus Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Peter wanted them to know him as well on the day of Pentecost. And he says, you men of Judea and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be it known unto you and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing that it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and handmaidens will I pour out of that day of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord shall come. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, amen. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God with miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you all. You yourselves also know him, having been delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have with wicked hands crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosened the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. For David, speaking concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. He's at my right hand that I shall not be moved. Therefore was my heart glad. Moreover shall my tongue find rest and hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither would I suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt make known to me the ways of life. Thou wilt make full my joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with the oath unto him, that of the fruit of his loins, he was raised up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this, spake of the Holy Ghost, amen, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. This same Jesus, whom we are all witnesses of, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this you both see now and see. For David is not ascended into heaven, but he himself said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they was pricked in their hearts, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. With many other words did he testify and exalt, said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Unknown, but yet well known. Unknown to some, but yet well known to others. The Bible says in John 4 that Jesus had need to go through Samaria. And he came into the city called Sychar, and he sat upon the well that Jacob had gave to Joseph. A well sitting on top of a well. Let me say that again. A well sitting on top of a well. One is natural, one is spiritual. One is shadow, one is deep. One, you're thirst again. One, you will never thirst again. And at noontime, there came a woman of Samaria to the well to draw water. Jesus, sitting on the well, weary from his journey, says to her, give me to drink. She said unto him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink? You know we have no dealings. Jesus said unto her, if you knew the gift of God
And who it was that said to you, give me to drink, you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. The woman says unto her, him, sir, the well is deep, and from where has this living water? Jesus said unto him, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again. But the water that I give to him, he shall neither thirst, and it will be in him a well of water springing up unto eternal life. She said unto him, sir, give me this water that I neither come here to draw nor thirst again. Jesus said unto her, go call your husband and come hither. She says, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, in this you have rightly said. You have had five husbands, and the one you are now with is not your husband. She said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. You said that in Jerusalem is the place that we should worship. Our fathers worship in this hill. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither in this mountain in Jerusalem shall men worship. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman says to him, amen, hallelujah, praise God, amen. She began to run away and says, come see a man that told me everything I ever done. Is this not the Christ? Amen. She says, we know that when Messiah come, which is called Christ, he's going to teach us and show us all things. Jesus said to her, I that speak to you am he, unknown, but yet well known. She knew he was coming. They looked for him, unknown to some, but well known to others. Jesus walked into the synagogue, and they handed him the scripture to read, and he turned to the book of Isaiah. And he opened to the scripture that says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He have sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the scripture, and he gave it back to the minister, and all the eyes was upon him. And he began to say to them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your hearing. Amen. And all the eyes was upon him, and they marveled at the wonderful words which flowed from his lips. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? Unknown, yet well known. And Jesus said to them, you will say to me this day, physicians, healed yourselves. But whatsoever things was done in Capernaum, do also in this city. He says, I will tell you, there were many widows in the land in the day of Elijah. He says, but only Elijah was sent to the woman at Zarephath. He says, many lepers was in the days of Elisha, but only Naaman the Syrian was healed. Unknown, but yet well known. The one that they had waited for was now in their mix. Unknown, but he was well known. Is he well known to you today, or is he still unknown to you today? If he's unknown to you, I want you to know that Jesus Christ says, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man open up, I will come in and I will sup with him and me with him. Amen. And I will make myself known to him. He can be unknown, but today he can be well known if you would open up your hearts and allow him to come in. Praise God. The mission has not changed. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The mission has not changed. The mission is the same. As one songwriter says, hold the fort,
for I am coming. Jesus signals still, wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace, we will. Paul says, oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformable unto his death, that by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I have already obtained, yet were already perfect, but I follow after that for which I am apprehended of, Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehend, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and I reach forth to those things which are before. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. Hallelujah. You see, I was that which others did not want to be. I went where others feared to go. I did what others failed to do. I accepted nothing from those that gave nothing, and I accepted reluctantly eternal failure should I fail. I have seen the face of terror. I have felt the sting of fear. I have enjoyed the sweet taste of a moment of love. I have cried. I have pain. I have suffered. I have lived times that others would say were best forgotten. But at least someday I will be able to say that I was proud of what I was, a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.